This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And it is hour number three on Wednesday, a hump day. When it's hour number three, Bart Scott, what's that mean?
It means, Alan, it's the power hour, 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 hour. Oh, hour.
It certainly does. And you know what else it means? It's Wednesday, so that means we're a day closer to week two beginning. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, and we've got a good one. You've got the Chargers and the Chiefs, a good divisional battle, and obviously a good quarterback battle, a lot of good stories around it. But you know what else it also is, Bart? It's the first Amazon Prime game we're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night, so $11 billion.
It's my partner.
For the next 11 years, Thursday Night Football.
But they're going to get it back.
But you know, so here, this was an amazing stat. Did you know that Monday night, ESPN drew almost 20 million viewers for the main broadcast with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, their debut, and then obviously the Manning cast, which people are really, you know, having the second year of it now, and it was very good Monday night. So between those two, ESPN Deportes and other platforms, I think 19.6 million people watched the game. Wasn't that good of a game?
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. It was Monday Night Football.
It's football.
Like it's first week. So if you're Amazon and you've got 80 million people who use Amazon Prime now, right?
Yeah. It should go up 20 million. Should be 100 million people.
It's $8.99 for Amazon for Prime Video. $8.99 a month. It's $139 if you just want Amazon Prime to begin with. I don't know why we're doing the. I'm not doing a commercial for Amazon Prime.
We have to speak
understanding the cost.
This is important.
People who love football can't turn on their TV and just, oh, there's football. Yeah. It's CBS, NBC, Fox, ESPN. They're all on your TV right now.
Yes.
This might not be.
Yes.
But it has to be if you want to watch football tomorrow night.
And that's why, like, you talk about Bezos intertwining. And listen, you know, full disclosure, right? I have an Amazon business.
Yes.
And he's gotten into shipping, right? You talk about the Fire Stick. He got into streaming, like, to compete with Apple, right? He started with books. So now you talk about audiobooks. They're like a bad rash that you can't get away with or get rid of. So now you just have to, you know, do
didn't
it.
They kind of start and, with the
yeah,
with books.
Yeah, started
didn't
with
really
books.
All begin.
And we look at the fact, right, when we talk about it, that oh, maybe this guy's crazy. He's crazy. Why would he overspend and spend more, you know, more than double? Because I was with CBS when they bought the packs. I think it was like $300 million. Then Fox, it was like $500 million.
Yep.
They're paying $1 billion. You're saying, well, they're stupid. They're crazy.
$11 billion.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying $1 billion a year.
Yeah.
Right. So they're saying so that's double what Fox probably paid the last place that held the package. But when you look at it now, if I get 20 million people at $8 or at $14. How much of that money is he making? So really, he's actually paying less for it because it's not a free channel, so you have to subscribe to it. So once again, we looked at him like he was crazy until we realized that we had to have it to watch it, and he's actually getting it for cheaper than all the other networks. So once again, that's like a G move when you talk about business acumen, and I'm sure he's probably going to sell some. You're going to keep it because you're going to forget to unsubscribe when the season's over with, and you're going to be purchasing movies and watching Coming to America Part 3.
Never mind that. What else are you going to be doing but buying stuff? Because you can do Prime Video or you just do Amazon Prime, which is everything. Right. And that's what they want. That's what they want.
But
so
who wins? The athlete. That's why we're going to soon have a $60 million annual quarterback because you're infusing that, you know, for a fact, $11 billion.
Yeah, well, this money's kicking in next year. Yeah,
right. So that means Lamar Jackson, everybody here that's up are saying, wait a minute. Like just like when coming over COVID. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I know the salary cap's going to go up where you can afford to pay me $60 million a year. So if I'm Lamar Jackson, why would I sign a contract when I know next year $1 billion are going to be added to the pot, which the players have to get some of that pot because it's a revenue share, which means that the salary cap has to go up crazy. So when you see Lamar Jackson saying, nah, this is the number, because tomorrow's price is not today's price.
Yeah.
And you know,
well, yesterday's price.
Right. You know that today's ceiling is not next year's ceiling.
Yep.
So simply by not, and listen, Joe Burrow and Herbert are saying, oh, this is perfect timing for me that the money kicks in, because now they're going to want to pay me sooner than later. So understand, when you criticize Lamar Jackson, you criticize players, understand that they may have just a little bit more information than you may have, and by not signing with the Ravens, somebody, if not the Ravens, are going to be employed to maybe give him $55 million to $60 million annually a year, which probably is an extra $60 million. Who wouldn't take that risk for $60 million extra when you know for a fact that, hey, I can just go to Lords of London, take a damn insurance policy out of myself, and guarantee myself a $200 million policy, because we know that's what I'm valued at.
Yep.
So if I get it and I do get hurt, I'm going to get $200 million tax-free. Make me one of the richest people in the world.
Well, that's
the business of it.
Right. And that's, you're talking about now going forward from this, why Lamar would think this way. Well, wait a minute. There's a lot more money coming into this system next year or at the end of this year. But I'm looking at it also from just a consumer. Like, so here I am, so used to just turning on my cable box.
Yeah, and channel surfing, too.
And finding, well, that's the other part.
Because now you can't change channel, because you got to change the input. So you can't just go last, and all that stuff.
When you go to commercials, right? You go to during a game, all right, they're going to break, or even sometimes even halftime, you're like, all right, let's see what else is on. Yep. I'll jump back. Like, for me, I would probably be jumping back and forth, Yankees game, Thursday night football. Yankees game, Thursday night football.
Yeah, two TVs.
Now it's like, yeah, because you're kind of stuck on the input. But, you know, I think people who watch other ways, which not everybody watches on a set top. Nope, not everybody does that. It's on your tablets. People watch in different ways.
That's a round sound you got on a tablet.
See,
I got to feel it.
That's
son.
What I'm saying. You're watching a big event like a football game.
Yeah.
I want to feel it. But I also feel this. I'm just paying. Oh, sorry. So if I'm paying the $140 a year for Prime, or even the $9 a month for just Prime Video, and I got to sit through a commercial?
Well, we're selling more money.
Why am I? I got to sit through a damn commercial? Like, stay at the bill? Like, I understand if you want to put an ad up.
Yeah.
You could do that. Because first of all,
they can split screen it.
Let me just dial back. Amazon doing this makes so much sense on many levels. One, because you're forcing people to consume a sport that people have said, I'm not watching that anymore. 20 million people just watch Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you are. So people will come find it because it's football. It's loved in this country like soccer is in Europe. Yep. It is loved. You have to have it. You want it. You're going to go. So you're going to eventually do it. So you have that already. So you're bringing in people, selling ads as well. You're like
double dipping.
This is not like anything else that you're hoping it draws. Like, even if you have you're going to do you're going to do a season of something.
The Zone, like that.
Yeah, or even like Cobra Kai on Netflix.
Yep.
There's a pocket of people who would love it. They want to watch it.
Yeah.
I'll get Netflix just so I can watch that, right? Like, Disney Plus has all these great things, too, that they put out, which is a series. Right, if I'm a Star Wars fan, I kind of want to watch that, right? I want to watch Andor. I want to watch Mandalorian. I'm curious, Obi-Wan. So I'll buy it for that, but not everybody. Like, that's not always going to happen, but football?
You got to have it.
You got to have it. So that's what makes this work, is that it's a draw, and it's a proven ratings gainer the time. But I just feel like if you're going, they're going to now try, they're going to have a whole bunch of cameras, probably more cameras than Monday night. They're going to have two Sky Cams, I was reading. But if you're going to really make it appealing, like make it where everybody's like, I'm buying this. Mm-hmm. Keep me in the stadium during breaks.
That's easy to do.
I've always felt like the in-stadium experience is something that when you're home, I still want it.
Listen.
Put it over a sideline where they're having a meeting. Put it on. Give me two people on the sideline. Just give me a breakdown of what I just saw. Talk something other than I've got to watch the what is the cheese family? The Antonellis?
Yeah, yeah.
I've had enough of the Antonellis. I don't need to see them in their cheese shop anymore.
Listen. So I speak from experience, right? Because I've been working for Amazon for probably 2 years now,
right,
this business. So I see how they do the algorithms and stuff like that. And they got a bunch of geeks in the geek squad that's saying, okay, listen, we can do both. I wouldn't be surprised if they have some type of you know, performance or something like that, halftime thing with the Chili's where they feature them.
Whatever.
And much like the band that comes out, like in.
Well, you're going to have your halftime show.
No, studio guys.
I mean, Richard Sherman's going to be part of that.
In between commercials.
Oh, that kind of thing.
Yes, in between commercials, kind of have a show like
could
where they show like the Knicks girls or something like that. Remember when they had the old people that come out and do that, the lady on the spoon? They'll have something like that. But take it one step farther. They may have something that you can touch. If you see a product, you can touch
you
it and you can buy it. You can click on and you actually
are going to have live purchase.
Right. You can get it from
no
there.
No doubt.
Listen, so I've been a part of this company, so I know
Kirk
how they work and how they
suit.
Think.
They'll tell you how to get it.
Or you'll tell
click
you where
here.
You got it from. Or Men's Warehouse. Buy it, blah, blah, blah. 48
That's
long.
Happening. No, that's definitely happening. We got to leave it right there. But it's a very interesting conversation. I want to know what people think. What's your anticipation for Amazon Prime now taking over? Are you into it? Is it going to make you buy it? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But coming up now, let's get back into a conversation because the game is going to involve the Kansas City Chiefs, mm-hmm. who you really don't believe in, not 100% believe in, but let's get some perspective from Kansas City on the Chiefs and more after Bart tells us about body armor.
Body armor.
Yeah.
Electrolytes and all that good
all
stuff.
That good
this
stuff.
Football season, body armor is the choice for hard work and hydration. Whether you're running plays on the field or cheering on the home team, body armor keeps you on top of your game with potassium-packed electrolytes, antioxidants, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Buy any one body armor between now and November 1st for a chance to win a $100 DraftKings gift card. No purchase necessary. Gear up this fall with body armor sports drinks, more than a sports drink. Void where prohibited. Open to residents of U.S. 21 years or older.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Running back is McKinnon. He got the cutback run earlier in this drive. They fake it to him. They throw left. It's caught by Hartman. Touchdown, Kansas City. Hartman goes right to left in motion and then gets a free area right at the goal line. A two-yard touchdown pass for Mahomes. His fifth of the game.
Oh, man, Stosh is getting emotional right now. His Chiefs. That's 106.5 The Wolf Chiefs Radio Network. And speaking of, let's get perspective right there from Chiefs Radio Network and, of course, a former Chiefs wide receiver. Denon Hughes joins us right now. Denon, Bart Scott predicts this year the Chiefs will not make the playoffs. I just need your reaction to
He's
that.
He's laughing right now.
Right away.
You laughing.
Yeah, I'm laughing. You know what, Bart? I go a little bit back with you because I actually call and do the broadcast for the Salukis. So I've been doing Missouri Valley football for years. You were a little bit before I started doing it, but you know what? I had a cousin that told me something I said was not only ass a 9, but ass a 10 and ass 11. I'm going to say the 4-time AFC championship hosts, 6-time AFC West title winners in a row, mm-hmm. like that has to rank up there with not the hottest take out there. I will say the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs. If you didn't think that was going to be the case before last week, just look at last week and how Patrick Mahomes was able to manipulate this offense, what the defense was able to do. Now, I'm not saying that the Cardinals are going to be, you know, gangbusters, but the Chiefs are the real deal. They have been, and this is kind of what we should be accustomed to.
But what's the real deal as well is this schedule. And it gets a lot more difficult, starting with the Chargers, who should have won twice last year. And, you know, I think that, you know, we're asking a lot for everybody on this defense to stay healthy. We see what McDougal's out already. You know what I mean? I think you match that up with the fact that Keenan Allen is out, and you say, okay, that's a push. But I just think that, you know, the Chargers will win the division. And I think at best, the Kansas City Chiefs will be vying for maybe a wild card. And they have some opponents that, you know, may not be great to other people, but I still question this run defense. And eventually this year, you know, they're going to have King Henry. They're going to have, you know, the Colts. And I just think they didn't do enough defensively to be able to stay in games. And it's going to put way too much pressure on Mahomes to not just be good, but to be great. What say you?
You know what? I think, well, one, let me tell you, the AFC West will have three teams in the playoffs. I believe that. And I think that, to be honest, it'll be between one game or one and a half games that will determine who's going to be AFC West champion. Having said that, I have to feel like being around here in Kansas City, I've probably heard that the Chargers are going to win the AFC West at least 8 of the last 10 years, going back to Phillip Rivers, and they never get it done. Now, they're a good team. They came in here last year in week 2 and beat us. As you said, they probably could have beat us twice. But when the rubber hits the road, there are teams that elevate and there are teams that stay stagnant. And that's kind of what I feel about the Chargers. Now, they can prove me wrong this year. They bolstered their defense. You know, when healthy, their offense is right up there with anybody in the league. But they're a team, kind of like when the Raiders, when I played in the 90s, Marty Schottenheimer used to say, the Raiders are going to give you an opportunity to take the game. Just be ready for it because they're going to make some kind of blunder. They're going to do something. And I think the Chargers are more polished than that. But ultimately, to me, it's a prove-it league. It's a show-me state here in Kansas, in Missouri, Kansas City. You got to show me that you can be able to elevate before I believe in you. Mm. And that's how it was not only with opponents, but that's how it was with the Chiefs. Until Patrick Mahomes took over and we went through some good times, not great times, but good times with Alex Smith, it was like show and prove. Until we were able to do it, like everybody has some doubts. So I feel like that's where the Chargers are now. They're a team that has a lot of capabilities, but they just haven't shown it yet.
We're talking with Dannon Hughes, Chiefs Radio Network, of course, a former Chiefs wide receiver as well. And we got, I don't know if you know about this, but Adam Schefter is reporting this. You probably do know about it. Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker is going to be out for tomorrow night's game. Justin Reed did some of the kicking. Do you expect that's what they'll do, is just have the safety provide the kicking? Or are they going to have to find somebody in a day?
Well, they actually had kickers coming in and working out
Blakeman.
As soon as we landed from Arizona. I believe they were contemplating putting one kicker on practice squad just to see how Harrison Butker and how that unfolded. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see a late elevation from practice squad of a kicker. But Justin Reed has shown, the only thing about Justin is he's shown that he has a foot to kick off. And obviously being one of two and extra points, he can do that. He just hasn't been on the field to kick field goals. And when you're talking about playing a divisional opponent, a rival, a team that you're going to be vying for seeding purposes later in the season, every point is going to count. So I think they'd probably lean towards actually getting a kicker by trade on the team. But I would not be surprised to see Justin Reed kick off. The other concern is that if we did not have Justin Reed, as most teams, and Bart, you can attest, most teams, their backup kicker is their punter. But if you have the punter as the guy that takes over the kicking duties, you don't have a guy that's holding.
Right.
So now you have to go back into the barrel as far as either a backup quarterback or someone else as far as the kicking as far as the holding responsibilities are concerned. So you don't want to open up that bag, I don't think. So I think they'll probably sign somebody.
Well, yeah. I just getting all this stuff live. So, you know, Danum, bear with us. Matt Amendola, the former Jet, actually, has been signed, and he will be the guy kicking tomorrow.
Well, definitely know who, if they lose, we know who's going to be the villain. It's going to be because he didn't show up. You know, I knew Blakeman is there. I knew Blakeman just got released from the coach, but we know who's going to be the villain. You can't blame Mahomes. You got to blame somebody. He's going to blame that kid. He won't even get no barbecue after the game. They're just going to get him a Greyhound bus pass. But I want to do this, though, then. I want to go through the AFC. And, you know, I understand that you should be bold because of recent history tells you that you can believe in Andy Reid and you can believe in Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Do you think, like, how do you think the order is? Do you think that it's Buffalo, Cincinnati, you know, who won, who beat the Chiefs last year, and then Cincinnati, or do you, or then Kansas City, or do you think Kansas City should be power ranked number one? And do that even matter right now?
Well, to answer your last question first, I don't know if it matters right now. But for the fans' purposes, for media purposes, because we have to choose, you know, and you get asked this question, I get asked this question all the time. What do you think, prediction, you know, record? You know, it's tough for me to say. I'll throw numbers out there just because somebody asked me the question. I think last year 12-5 is very doable for this year, 12-5. But having said that, I will say this. Putting aside the numbers, if everything is equal and we are healthy, the Chiefs are healthy, and it's January 8th, we just finished playing the Raiders, and you have to play somebody in the playoffs, do you want to face the Chiefs? And the answer is no. I don't think any team would ever say, besides maybe the Bills because they want retribution, but no team will say, you know what, if I had to pick all the playoff teams in the first round, or maybe the divisional, if we get a bye, we'd really like to play the Chiefs. No, because you don't want to face that fire. You don't want to face that. But I think in regards to your first question, I think the Steelers are going to be the cream of the crop of the AFC North.
That's blasphemous. Yes, that's blasphemous. How? What in the raven hell are you thinking? Talking about?
I knew that would get you riled up. I knew that.
What did you say? Is ass a 9, ass a 10, and ass a 12? You ass are crazy.
Oh, I love this.
Man,
I'll tell you what.
Like that's the case. So if you ask me to pick the playoff teams right now, I'll go on record and say three AFC West teams will be in the playoffs. The Steelers, the Ravens.
No Cincinnati.
There has to be somebody from the South.
Macaulay Culkin gets no love?
Sure. I'm not sure about Cincinnati. I think... I'm just not sure yet. They got to figure out something with protecting Joe Burrow.
I know we have to do.
They got
to
figure that out.
I know we have to do. Dannon Hughes has to come on the show at the end of the season. Not only if the Chiefs end up,
they got the hardest schedule
the playoffs,
in the league.
He gets to serve you up some crow. But if the Steelers don't make the playoffs, the two of you, they just go at it about that whole thing too.
Have you seen that quarterback? Out of all the quarterbacks, you want to believe in Mitchell Trubisky?
I love it. But we got to leave it right there, though. The pride of Bayonne, New Jersey.
I believe in Mike Tomlin more than Mitchell Trubisky. That's what I believe in.
That's fair enough.
Bayonne.
The pride of Bayonne, New Jersey. Danny Hughes. Good to talk to you, my man. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks,
fellas. All right. So, man, the hot takes went flying there. That was impressive
stuff.
How about the...
And you got TJ Watt for 6 weeks.
How about the kicking story just being answered as if we were asking it?
Yeah.
Like, on demand. So, great job by Stosh.
I wonder if Blakeman didn't get a chance to try out because he got cut by the... Remember, he's the one...
It was yesterday.
He's the guy with the crazy guy.
I know, Rodrigo.
Glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I know exactly who he is. It's kind of surprising in a way, but they must have seen something they did not.
Hey, Latos,
like.
Do you have his jersey?
888-SAY-ESPN, 88729.
I do not.
3776. So, your calls, and also, all rise, the judge inching closer to history. And one man who once made history predicts he might break the all-time record. We'll discuss. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
High fly ball, deep left field. There it goes. Number 57, Aaron Judge, four away from Roger Maris.
Aaron Judge hit his 56th and 57th home runs last night, Bart Scott, at Fenway.
I wonder if his back is hurting from carrying all these bums.
Stop. Bart and I, we are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Also you, Renee.
Not all bums. This September, Disney Plus back in action with exciting new premieres from Disney, Pixar, Star Wars, Marvel, National Geographic, and The Simpsons. And this month only, you can get Disney Plus for just $1.99 a month. Offer available now until September 19th. Then $7.99 a month. All this and more now streaming. We got your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get to them in a moment. But on the Aaron Judge front, some history, Bart Scott. I mean, he's right there. I mean, first and foremost, you got to think about just where he's at with the team. They've kind of calmed the waters a little bit here. Now, it took a little bit to get last night's win against the Red Sox. Gerrit Cole, once again, like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the best $300 million.
My faith in him is waning. But
that's your ace.
Yes. But still, like, here's a guy that is just having a, 57 home runs.
Yeah.
There's not many people in the world who have hit more home runs than him.
Is he a front runner for MVP?
Is he
the front runner? No, I'm saying Ohtani is kind of there, right? You know,
Ohtani is not in his, 57 home runs. Now, there's a couple of things. First and foremost, let's hear from Aaron Judge. Meredith Marakovic from Yes Network, asking him questions just about how closing in now on the American League and Yankee record of 61 held by Roger Maris.
Only Roger Maris and Babe Ruth hit more home runs in that uniform than you. When you think about that, Aaron, what comes to mind?
Those guys were some winners. They were champions, and you know, hopefully I can follow suit just like them.
You see how he just all of a sudden, he immediately deflects from individual goal and talks about the importance, certainly, of winning. But still, it's got to be fun, right?
Yeah, when we're winning in the first place, you know, it's always fun. Especially coming to the ballpark every single day with these guys that continue to, you know, push each other, motivate each other. And you know, even through the tough stretches, you know, guys still show up ready to work. So it's definitely been fun this year.
See what he's doing?
Yeah.
He keeps talking about winning. It's so G-tarian. I love it. I mean, not about me. It's about winning. And we're winning. What matters.
Talking about winning only amplifies the fact that he's performing because they're winning because of him. So he's really talking in code. Like, he knows what he's doing. He's talking in code. Like, you know, it's all about winning.
Yeah.
But what happens if the buck stops? And, you know, listen, he has the Yankees in a tough position. Fan sentiment before, they gave him a fair deal. Now he's doing something that we've never seen before. He's carrying his team. Now they're going to say, okay, well, the sentiment of the fans and you and me and everybody else that's outside of the upper management of the Yankees is saying, listen, he's worth whatever you give him. Mm-hmm. I don't care about, like, and listen, this is what I don't understand. You talk about ageism in baseball, right? Where in other sports, we're rewarding and applauding the fact that Tom Brady is paying well at 45, that Aaron Rodgers at 38. That, you know, Matt Ryan is going to have a decent year at 37, 38. But then we're looking at Aaron Judge and saying, well, 10 years. Well, I think if he continues to perform like this, he deserves to have 2 years where he's not who he's supposed to be. I mean, who cares if he's Albert Pujols and he's, you know, breaking late records career? That's also has value,
but
too.
That just shows you value, right? But Pujols certainly not making what he was making. But beside the point, you're right. There's a value to, and I've said this a million times, there's a value about Aaron Judge. Now, let's a couple of things I want to touch on that you just said there. The first one is this kind of signaling that he's doing here.
Yeah.
The messaging that is out there. He keeps focusing on winning. Focusing on Maris and Ruth. Yeah, those guys were champions. That's what I want to be able to do that.
Yeah, it may not end that way.
So it's sort of like saying to the Yankees as an organization, yeah, this is what I want to win. But how about this message? I feel like there was something underlying in this. New York Post had this quote from Dan Martin talking about what he sees as the actual major league record, because those put the asterisk on 73 of Barry Bonds because of all the allegations about Bonds. And he said the record is the record. That's the way it is. As a kid, I watched him send the ball into the bay with ease. That hasn't changed. Now, you know where he's from.
Yeah.
You also know the team as a team that could be somebody that lures him out of New York if the Yankees don't ante up. Him saying that is him being respectful
to the greatest hitter of all time.
Don't tell me for a minute, because he could have easily said, he could have walked around that in any way he wanted to. Yeah. He could have talked about, well, you know what? For me, it'd be special. The Yankee record is a special record. All that stuff. But no, the record's the record.
Yeah,
that's the record. And I watched him do this. That says a lot. So that's one point. The other point is something that you're talking about, which I'd be worried if all the analytics people are telling Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner, look, this is an outlier. Like, he's never going to do this again, right? Like,
you probably
can't
won't ever
pay
do it
him
again
based on this, because this isn't typical, right?
If he's 40 a year.
Listen, But how about what Mark McGwire told USA Today? He said he's definitely going to break Maris's Yankee record. I truly believe he's going to break Barry's record, too. He'll finish with at least 65 home runs this year. Now, he told Bob Nightingale this at USA Today last week. He said he'll finish with 65 home runs this year and then position himself to get 73 to 74 in the next 5 to 8 years. He thinks he's going to have the opportunity to do that.
It won't be the same as Bonds.
Well, no. You're missing the point.
Okay.
The point I'm making is if the numbers guys and the penny pinchers in the Bronx are telling Cashman and Steinbrenner, this outlier, you can't pay him for a year like this. It's never going to happen again. You've got McGwire who watches him swing a bat, and he's saying, I think he can do this.
Because you got to look with how
big. Tells me then you'll pay him, and at some point in the contract, he might have another big home run year because if he stays healthy, key point, he's got that ability. And but I also think you got to build the team around him properly. Anthony Rizzo is the right piece, lefty, home run power, to put after him. So if you walk him, you're going to pay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Rizzo is getting older. You've got to find a young, cheaper version of Rizzo to put behind Judge. Pay Judge and then get somebody affordable to who's a power hitting first baseman who can hit home runs in Yankee Stadium the way Rizzo can, and then you pair them together, and that's what you do. That's how you ensure the contract.
Did you say lefty? Did you say power hitting first baseman?
I might have.
You said great Gold Glove caliber defense.
I don't know. I didn't bring up that part of it.
Sounds to me like you're describing my favorite person.
Your favorite person?
Who's a lefty? Who told me happy birthday?
Yeah, I used to have the used to have the drop on my page, but I don't anymore.
But here's the thing, you know, that's a little bit tongue in cheek.
Well, I would have played it, but it's not on the page anymore. But you're talking about Dom Smith.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, cheap version. But anyway, but when you look at it,
what's up, Bart? Dom Smith here.
That's the one.
Exactly. But when you look at it though, like to your point, they've had some bad contracts. I mean, that Aaron Hicks is a bad contract.
Bad.
I mean, Gerrit Cole is starting to look like a bad contract.
I'm losing faith in him.
You talking about...
And yet he has a dominant 10 strikeout performance, but it's too spotty.
It's too spotty.
And he doesn't pitch well at Fenway.
Yeah, it's too spotty.
No, you're right. You're right. That's why I'm saying the onus is on Cashman. The onus is on the Yankee front office to know what they have in Judge. Judge is very much Derek Jeter-esque when it comes to media and presenting himself and marketability, leadership, all those things. But
New York, if you
don't build the lineup properly, it'll be a bad contract 8 years from now. But if you do it properly, you're going to get every dollar back because of what he is.
The city of New York is full of pixie dust. They think that, it's hazard draw. Like, it's no place like winning in New York. Well, listen, there's a lot of other places where people have been gods in, and they did just fine.
Stop it.
Don't give me that whole New York thing.
We don't have time for this.
That's y'all arrogance, man. Nobody cares about New York like that no more.
I'm telling you,
nobody cares.
But I'm taking a sledgehammer to that take.
Nobody cares about that.
No. I'm taking a sledgehammer
to that
take.
That's the case, then all the athletes will run here.
Yeah.
But they run away from
him. No, because the jersey's too heavy. That's why nobody runs.
No, because the organization's too arrogant.
Bart and Han.
West Coast.
Where'd he get his start? Where did Pac get his start?
Baltimore.
New York.
Baltimore.
Don't even
He went to school with Jada Pickett in Baltimore.
He went to school there, but where did he go to get in the business?
No, Baltimore. He just came here to talk to Biggie.
No, he didn't. Bart and Han Allen on Bart Scott ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let me quickly take a sledgehammer to that take, and then I'll take a call.
Nobody cares, man.
I care.
I tell you, most of
you can't. I'm not letting you say something that is like blasphemous.
It's not blasphemous.
And just
let it go. It's only blasphemous to people in New York. To other people, it doesn't matter.
It does matter.
You can be great anywhere now.
Aaron Judge playing in New York for Major League Baseball and wearing the Yankee pinstripes is a much bigger deal for that sport than if he plays anywhere else.
No.
That's a fact.
No.
He is literally the biggest entity the sport has, and he's probably the most relatable, most marketable star that they have. Easily. And if you take him out of New York, he loses a little bit of that.
Far less. Oh, and Mookie Betts is really struggling for star power.
I'm sorry. When was the last time I saw Mookie Betts in a million commercials? When was the last time I saw
seen,
Mookie
I
Betts?
I ain't seen Aaron Judge in no commercials.
He will be.
What commercial he been in?
He will be. Right now, he's kind of being a little humble.
No.
But once he gets the contract,
dude's
he deserves
30 years
to get,
old. What you mean? He's been around forever.
No, I know. I know. You'll see. You'll see. It's
I'll
all
see,
coming.
I'll see. He going to be somewhere else. You're right. I will see.
No,
well, I see him in a different uniform because all of a sudden your little guys with your little pocket protector think that he's not worth it. Analytics killed you.
You're right. I agree with you on that stuff.
Are those the same analytics that they used at Garrett Cole? Because how that's working out.
Oh, boy.
Somebody greenlit that deal.
Well, you know, spin rate.
You know,
high strikeouts.
Yeah, spotty tacky 3,000.
Exactly. That's what it was. It was something simple like that. I'm with you. They should pay him.
But they're not.
Build the roster properly. But they should pay him.
But they won't because somebody's going to offer him $50 million more and they're going to lose him for $50 million
more. Well, how about this? If you send him out into the world and say, well, tell you what, go out and see what you're worth and come back to us.
Yeah.
I'd say this. I'll see what I'm worth. I ain't coming back.
But you know what I'm going to say? If I'm also the person giving an offer, if I give you this offer and you go fish it, you won't get.
That's what I mean. Well, how about this?
They'll say, sign
you
it
know
right
what
now.
I want.
I'll give you what you want. Sign
Here's
it right
a team
now.
That's giving me. This is the most another team's going to give me. And you go, all right, we'll give you that then. Whoa. You know what I wanted, and you're going to give me less because you don't have to pay me.
It's just saying, don't leave good for better because when you come back and you look for better, better's going to find good. No, this is what I'm saying.
I need a Google map on that one.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. But you know my point. Pay the man because he's worth more to you than you are to him.
Yep, that's true.
Take more of your calls in 10 seconds. Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn.
Family affair, baby. It's Bart and Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. I'm brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot. How do is get more done. Let's finish with some calls here, Bart. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Steven's in New York. Steven, what's happening?
What's going on, guys?
What up?
I just wanted a couple of things. I was down at the Margaritaville the other day. You guys put on a really great show.
Love it. Thank you.
To be honest, the camaraderie down there, man, was serious. You know, it almost felt like I knew you guys already. I just wanted to let you guys know that.
I appreciate it. Thanks for coming, though. That means the world that you would come out and hang out with us. So thank you.
You might have more field trips if you
Absolutely.
Keep talking about that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Even though you was a little nervous to sign my little Jets poster thing, you said it was bad luck.
Well, I didn't. You know, I always feel weird signing stuff, especially when it's like sports item, because it's like I don't want to jinx it.
Nah, yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
He signed it. He did jinx it.
You know, you're right. You're right. The Jets got smoked after I signed that thing.
Way to go, Alan. It's your fault.
Damn it.
Nah, listen, I just wanted to say that to you guys. And also, a couple of questions. I always hear you guys talking about which Jets game you guys are going to go to. You know, definitely, you know, the sooner you guys put that out, the better, because my Jets rep is on my butt, you know. So that right there, I definitely would like to know. And what do you guys think about, you know, when Zach comes back, realistically, for the Jets this year? You know, should we, you know, like, come on, give me a real opinion.
It's hard.
Well, show and tell time, right? We're going to have to evaluate him hard.
He's at practice now.
And we're going to have that guy with Mark. He has no excuses, right? He has a dynamic young receiver in Garrett Wilson who popped off the film.
Yeah.
They got to figure out how to use him. Corey Davis got to learn how to look the ball in. I feel like he's on Little Giants. He got to imagine toilet tissue. So he got so many dumb drops. But, you know, Breece Hall, I think, was a little nervous, trying to live up to expectations, trying to fight for yardage. I think he settles down a little bit more. That's why I think they started Michael Carter, because they knew the moment is never too big for a little tweak.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got to get him back, and then you start assessing from there.
Yeah.
But what I don't want to hear is, well, you know, he is playing with the knee, and, you know, he's not really 100%. You can't make those excuses.
You're not coming back to 100%.
By the way, with everything that was going on in the NFL, and we've hit everything here, you know, Aaron Rodgers, obviously, Tom Brady, the big, obviously, stories, the Chiefs and the Chargers tomorrow. No Keenan Allen for the Chargers, by the way, tomorrow. The Chiefs have a new kicker. But in all this talk, and then you and I yesterday just blowing up about the Jets and Sala and everything he said, the Giants, the New York Giants won a really impressive game, and nobody's talking about
it. The Brooklyn Nets. We don't really care about it right now.
But the Giants are a big brand. And it's like amazing to me that the Jets, if you were in New York, the Jets dominated the airwaves and the back pages. After the Giants had, for them, they've been going through the same thing. 4 years of misery. What, the worst record in the sport.
No, hold on. We waxed poetic about Saquon. We had fun with him on week one. But it's not going to carry throughout the week. We got to see him do it twice.
Well, yeah, that would be very important. More football tomorrow. Week 2 begins. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.